Hey guys, I am so excited about today's episode. I'm going to be sharing with you my 10 favorite, absolute favorite of all time, social media and business strategies that are going to rock your world. Let's do this. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. All right, are you guys ready for it? Oh man, I've been having so much fun with this podcast. I think you guys are too. So if you love this, make sure that you give me a review and a rating so I know what you are finding most beneficial. You can do that on iTunes because I love hearing feedback. I love knowing, you know, what you liked, what your favorite episodes were. Okay, are you ready for it? We're gonna dive on in to my 10 absolute favorite strategies that will make or break your business. And most of them relate to social media. All right, number one, give, give, give. This is absolutely essential. Giving before you take is one of the hardest things to do in the world, especially as you're first establishing your business. But the reality is, the more that you give, ultimately, the more you do get back, multiple folds. It's over and over and over again. It's kind of crazy to see. Now, obviously, you don't want to just be giving with what you get in return in mind. But guess what? Some people know that when you give, you get in return, and they still don't give. So even if you're like, I'm going to give because I know ultimately I'll get, that's better than not giving. So what I recommend is that you give, you answer questions, you help people, inspire others. You hop onto calls with people and be willing to help them and troubleshoot. Do it with a completely open palm. Like, take all that I have. I want to give you as much support as I can. And honestly, the more that you give, you'll discover that the more your business explodes, it's going to be harder to even find time to give to others. But number one is give. Number two, say yes. This is hands down one of the most crucial parts of me building my business. It is saying yes to so much more than most people do. Saying yes to podcast interviews, masterclasses, guests posting on blogs, summits, speaking events, you name it. I have said yes to it. And the reason for that is partly strategic, but also partly fun too. I'll explain that in just a moment. So if you've ever followed someone who's a big celebrity, who's self-made, you'll notice some awesome patterns. And I'm actually going to break down a pattern that I noticed with someone, actually, Justin Bieber. So Justin Bieber, if you've ever watched his movie, yes, I maybe have, but anyways, one of the things that Scooter Braun did to rep Justin Bieber well is that before Justin was known, he didn't obviously have this massive audience. He didn't have major concerts and venues and people cheering for him. What they did is they went to every single radio station in Canada, in the United States, and international. It's exhausting, but he literally took every single opportunity. I'm talking every single one. And before you know it, those little micro pockets of audiences suddenly add up very quickly. And now he's one of the top performers in the world. So I had this as a part of my strategy, but I didn't realize just how much fun I was going to have. So as I said yes to every single podcast, I don't care how big your following is, I'm going to say yes, because for a couple different reasons, but one of the big things that I discovered in this process is how much fun I have on the smaller podcasts. That's where some of the coolest questions come up, different conversations, a new angle. And I actually have found that they're actually a lot more fun. So say yes. Number three, master one platform on social media. I know everyone obsesses over the idea of Gary Vaynerchuk's like global domination, be on every platform, and you take this one video and you turn it into 75,000 pieces of content overnight and your VA does it all. Okay, that's great. The reality is That's very overwhelming. I have a big team of people behind me, and I'm still going to tell you, it takes a lot of time and money. If you can't afford, you know, $5,000 plus per month to ultimately dominate with content, it's not going to work. It's going to be so hard. So what I recommend instead is that you choose one platform and dominate that platform. Make it yours. It could be Quora, which I've talked about on a past episode. Could be LinkedIn, one of my personal favorites, especially for anyone looking to secure one-on-one clients or services. Could be Instagram. Just pick one platform and make it yours before expanding to anything else. Number four, most people dive on into posting on social media. I am here to tell you today that that is not the right order. Instead, I want you to spend more time optimizing your social media profiles on the front end. So what that means is making sure that all of your bios are intentional and complete and not lazy. I know we've all set up social media profiles late at night and you're lazy and you just like fill out a bio with a couple of words and you're like, whatever, that'll be good for now. But then we never actually go back and optimize our bios and make our stories exciting. So optimize your bios. Make sure all your links and any opportunity to add extra links, they point to your masterclasses, your opt-ins, your scheduler link. That's a huge one. Your website. You will literally be scooping up extra leads every single day without any extra work. Do that before you even post on social media. Number five, don't get lost in tactics. This is one I could talk about all day, and I'm so serious about that. So the thing about tactics is they're shiny objects, and for most of us, they're not actually beneficial at this time in our business. Tactics are great. You know, you see some person say, I made $200,000 with Instagram stories, and you're like, oh, I gotta start on Instagram stories, and the next day you turn on something and someone says, how I did a Facebook Live webinar and made $75,000, and you're like, oh, forget Instagram stories, I'm gonna do a Facebook Live webinar. The reality is, these tactics can be detrimental for your focus. It's like you're on a run and suddenly you see a squirrel and now you're no longer a runner. You're a dog chasing a squirrel and you're nowhere near your endpoint. I'm seriously so passionate about this. So what I want you to do is instead, when you see a new tactic, something that's exciting, it could be a shiny object, write it down for later. This is huge. It's something I do all the time. Write it down for later and revisit it when your business has momentum. Focus on foundations. Number six, take a moment to claim your territory. This is a gold rush, guys. There are so many platforms that you need to claim your handles on. Even if you're not planning on utilizing them now, because you're going to focus on one platform at a time, you can secure them for later on so you're not bumming down the road when you're like, ugh, this isn't an on-brand profile or handle. I use this website called Namecheck, but it's spelled a little differently. It's namecheck.com, and it allows you to cross-check all the platforms and websites. It is seriously so helpful, and you will be thankful down the road that you did that. So claim your names and handles. Number seven, just be yourself. One of the greatest freedoms I found was recognizing that I'm goofy, silly, nerdy, imperfect, not polished. I'm me. Before I tapped into the power of being myself, social media and marketing were exhausting. And the moment that I realized I could talk exactly how I am, exactly as I am, and that would attract more people than trying to pretend to be just like the other leading social media authorities, that was like freedom for me. Give yourself permission. You don't have to feel not worthy, not smart enough, not expert, not pretty enough to go live, not made up enough. Just go for it. Be yourself. Dive on in and just honestly make no apologies for who you are. Number eight, get social. Oh my gosh, this one is huge. And I see all of these people talking about how I built this amazing business that's 100% automated and all I do is sit on the beach and I watch the sales roll in every single day. Cool for them. The reality is the point of social media is to get social. It's because people are amazing And what you will find is as you build your business and you actually connect and build real relationships with people, you are going to love what you do. So what I recommend is, especially early on in building your business, connect with people, hop onto Skype calls, talk and engage while getting on social. Straight up build relationships. I still remember one of my first Skype calls with someone where I had no agenda going into it. I just wanted to connect. And that person was actually Amanda Bond. She's still an amazing friend of mine. We have each other's backs and both of our businesses have grown in different ways. But I know that she's a friend of mine because I just connected with her and it was scary a little bit. But ultimately, we ended up building an awesome friendship from it. So get social. Number 9, get visible. I have a question for you. If a business is built and an entrepreneur is made and no one knows about it, does it exist? The answer is basically no. But the real question is, does it still have to pay taxes? Just kidding. Anyway, so the reality is if people don't know about you and your business and what your goal is and the results that you're getting, nobody can root for you. So what I decided was that I was going to create a mission for everybody to know and recognize my name and my face. That was it. It had to happen. I started going live. I started posting in groups. I started connecting with people. I started making friendships. And before you know it, I feel like a couple people know who I am now. And that's pretty cool, right? So get visible. And number 10, quite possibly the most important of the 10 strategies. Have you ever seen someone who just looks like they're having so much fun that you want to follow them and be around them and comment on their life and engage? And you're like, maybe if I'm around them, I will have fun too. I want you to have fun. See your life as a party, and other people are going to want to be invited to the party. Be silly, goofy, gregarious. Every single day, you should be having fun. Not everything. There are a lot of tough decisions in business, but have some fun every single day where you're proud of your business and you're excited to show it to other people because you are truly enjoying exactly what you're doing. People are going to be magnetized to you and say, I want to be a part of that party. So have fun. I'll catch you tomorrow in the next episode of Social Media Secrets with Rachel Peterson. Bye, guys.